And Capoeira is part of the new film Catwoman, and that's part of Slate's Summary Judgment this week, our weekly digest of what film critics are saying about the new releases. And here's Mark Jordan Ligon.
First up is the return of government assassin Jason Bourne in The Bourne Supremacy, based on a character originally created by best-selling author Robert Ludlum. As in 2002's The Bourne Identity, the sequel stars Matt Damon as the Greta Garbo of CIA hitmen. He just wants to be left alone.
I'm going to bail out on the other side of this bridge. It's the only way it can follow us.
What if it's not who you think it
it's
is?
It's them. It's Treadstone.
Jason, don't do it.
Look, Marie, I warned
you.
Marie,
do
I told them what would happen if they didn't leave us alone.
It's never going to be over like this. I don't want...
We don't have a choice.
Most critics agree that Damon's performance and the film itself hit the bullseye. Some say it's almost as good as its predecessor. Others say it's even better. Richard Roper of Ebert and Roper raves it's one of the best thrillers in recent years, and Entertainment Weekly gives it an A, calling its final car chase spectacular and gripping. But the Village Voice begs to differ, claiming all the international cloak and dagger is nothing more than an over-edited headache. Next up is the limited release, A Home at the End of the World, based on the highly acclaimed novel by Michael Cunningham, who also wrote The Hours. Hollywood heartthrob Colin Farrell stars as a gay man who falls in love with his best friend.
Doesn't this all seem sort of strange?
No, man. It's perfect.
Bobby, I'm starting to feel a little extra.
I just want everybody to be happy.
This drama seems to split the critics right down the middle. The LA Weekly finds Farrell woefully miscast and comically uncomfortable. Variety is kinder, praising what it calls the emotionally rich drama and soulful performances. But the New York Times laments that A Home at the End of the World is so thoroughly decent in its intentions that people are likely to persuade themselves that it's better than it is, which is not very good. And last but not least, we have Academy Award winner Halle Berry in Catwoman. Based on the character from the Batman comic books, Miss Berry is... Oh, come on, it's totally self-explanatory. She's Catwoman!
The other night you killed somebody. She was a nice girl. Why? Cat got your tongue?
This popcorn movie had almost all the critics coughing up hairballs. The New York Daily News complains the movie needs more than a few sexual innuendos and throaty purrs to keep us from taking a catnap. And the Chicago Tribune hisses, Catwoman is the showgirls of superhero movies. That's not meant as a compliment, by the way. And finally, the New York Times has real problems with Halle Berry's performance, claiming she overdoes it by swinging her hips and pushing out her lips as if she were trying to attract the amorous attentions of Pepe Le Pew. And what's with all these summer feline flicks anyway? First Garfield, and now this? Hey, wait a minute. Catwoman versus Garfield? Now that I would pay to see.
Mark Jordan Ligon is a writer living in Los Angeles.